Hey, y'all, welcome to another episode of the Wednesday podcast where we make a big deal about the small victories in our life. Positivity is such a powerful tool for creating a healthier life, physically, emotionally, most importantly, spiritually. That is why every Wednesday morning you can expect to hear me, Matt, and my beautiful wife and co-host Heather talk about our wins we had the week prior. And this week will be a little different. We have as our most honored guests, Carson and Jennifer Nichols from Fayette, Alabama. So we're excited because they're funny people and they have a lot of fun life experiences and they have little kids. And we know our best stories in life come on having kids. But as always, we want to start with our wins, and I'll let my wife go first, and then we'll let Jennifer go second because me and Carson are gentlemen. All right, good luck, Heather.
Okay, so wins for the week are, I'm only going to share one, but getting to have a great week with good friends. I think that's the biggest win.
Okay, please explain your week and your friends.
All right, well, we are out here in Oklahoma, and we are here with fellow Alabamians. Is that a word? I don't know.
Totally. Yes.
We'll make it a word if it isn't. But we're in Oklahoma doing a family seminar, and it's so fun. We're talking about raising faithful families.
Yep.
Raising faithful families? I said that weird.
We've made them already. Now we're raising them. So let's keep it biblical here. All right. So that was one for you, one for Miss Jennifer.
Okay, let's see. I would say our win for the week was getting out here in a van that worked. And that 100%. Had so much space. And we were all not cramped in like we usually are. Nobody's feet in my head.
Yes.
So that was nice. My feet had room to be free at the bottom. And, yeah, no luggage packed underneath me or underneath anybody's feet. So that was really nice. I might be sold on the minivan after this, though.
You might just go. Who'd y'all rent it from?
Enterprise.
So Enterprise, they do the whole, like, you can just buy it.
Yes.
Do we already? Really?
Yeah.
Down payment is down, and we'll yeah. just not turn it back in.
Carson's like, I don't think it's. Yeah.
We have friends that bought their minivan from Enterprise.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they got a really good deal, and that thing is sweet.
It was a Honda Odyssey.
Odyssey.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
Lots of cool functionalities.
Yeah. Bailey's really like the button, you know, opening and closing those doors. But I could just see fingers, you know, going, ooh.
Just the nose.
It's a new experience.
Yeah. I would love those doors. They're pretty cool.
Yeah.
Because I'm always waiting for Georgia to slam my door into a car or something. And I feel like I have to race her to get out of the car to before like grab it there. Before yeah. she gets to it.
No.
Yeah.
I understand.
Next win.
All right, Mr. Carson, you're up.
My win for the week would be, I think it's pretty well going to mimic Jen's. Getting out here safely with a dependable vehicle that looks nice, that has a lot of room. But if I may just kind of piggyback off of yours and actually, all right, so this is my real win. Being out here in a new place, wonderful friends, Christians, and have my beautiful wife with me.
Amen. Aww.
Yeah. And hopefully get a turkey.
Hopefully.
Yeah. See, most of our... I'm done with my speaking portion. Carson's got one more speaking thing to do. So I get to take it easy and just relax. So... for me, a win was getting to be back with the family that I guess almost grew up with and getting to stay in their house and getting to show people my old stomping grounds. And that's always fun for me. And I'm going to save that one. So I just love doing that, being back, seeing the Olsen family and all that, and we're going to have them on a podcast soon. So you'll get kind of the origin stories of Matt and Heather and all of that. All right, let's go around. You got to have one more win. Do you have one more win?
No, I'm saving it.
Okay. Anybody else have any more wins?
Well, just piggybacking off of yours, too. I mean, it's been an honor to meet the Olsen family.
Yeah.
Wow. Yes, I can easily see why anybody would want to be a Christian after hanging out with them.
Absolutely. Yeah.
They're awesome examples.
They exemplify it.
They're just genuine servants in the kingdom.
Oh, yeah.
Genuine. Just, we've loved it.
Yeah.
Day one.
You should meet their sons.
Yeah. We're hopefully looking forward to that.
They're equally the same.
I think Curran's coming back tomorrow, possibly. Clint may even be on the phone right now. You may be hearing this whole deal being talked about through this podcast right now. We have no idea. But yeah, he may be back tomorrow. So,
Well, what better place to be us talking about faith-based families than to be in the house of one. Yeah.
Exactly. Good point. Okay. So I have a whole list of things for us to talk about. First impression of the Wild West.
Oh,
we haven't even taken Jen across the river to see the Wild West.
Yeah, I'm just expecting there to be a zebra pop out of nowhere. I mean, everything's so open. I love trees. Like, and there's a lot of trees here, but not as many as back home. So Alabama has all the trees.
Yep. But after a time of being out here, when you go back to
you
the
feel
south,
very much
it's like
suffocated.
Yes.
Maybe. I could see that. Yeah.
The trees are very tall and you don't know how tall they are until you're out here for a hot minute. And then you go back down there and you're like, wow, were they always this big?
Yeah. And it's very windy for there not to be a lot of trees. It's extremely windy. So,
well, Carson went, you fed cows across the river with Clint. So he's seen it. He even saw my old house that I used to live in. And he didn't realize that somebody had inhabited this dwelling.
That's correct.
So his Clint was trying to figure out, like, I don't know if we took him by the bunkhouse. Oh, but you did.
I found out later that.
All right. So what is your opinion of the mesas, the red dirt ground, the rattlesnake country?
I'm staying away from the rattlesnakes. As much as possible.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just wide open. The roads are very well, like there's, I mean, it's like a washboard on some of the roads, but
yeah.
Some of them.
Yeah.
But for the most part, it's like, wow, you can just drive forever.
Yeah.
I love it. I love how wide open it is.
You have to be very careful because you'll like look down. And I had trouble with this when I was getting to drive around everywhere. I'd look down and be like, I'm going 65 on a dirt road. And get going. Now, it's a catch-22 because you go slow, the washboard is really washy, okay? You go fast, you just kind of hover over the washboard. And so, it's you can get going and there's lots of dust you can kick up.
There was, that's something else I was impressed by because once we got into Arkansas, and the speed on the interstate picked up to 75, I was like, cha-choo, let's go.
Oh, that'll be a fun, we need to talk about our traveling. I already saw your, so I'm not going to interrupt your questions that you got for them, but.
I still want to hit a tarantula or something on the way, though. I want to hear a crunch.
Oh, if you go.
Or a roadrunner.
I'm telling you, if you go across the river, your likelihood of finding a tarantula is higher. Oh, wow. I've never seen them over here. I've seen them south of the river, though, and they're like that big. And if you can't see this, because you can't see this, it's about 3 inches in diameter. So they're big creatures. And then what other? We saw a roadrunner on the way to church today.
Mm-hmm.
Did y'all see it?
I saw it. Well, I think we saw it on the way back.
Oh, he's just hanging out.
I didn't see it.
Did you know I saw one the other day.
They're like scavenger birds. They eat gross stuff.
I was talking to the, can I say his name?
Who? Yeah, you can say his name.
Okay, I guess I just said his name.
There's no editing that goes into any of this.
Well, I was riding around with David Daly yesterday, and we got talking about the Roadrunners and how it's kind of a double-edged sword.
Yeah.
They eat turkey eggs, but they also eat snakes.
Yep.
I'll keep them.
Everybody eats the turkey eggs out here. You got raccoons, possums, armadillos, skunks, roadrunners, buzzards, hawks. So then you have turkey hunters.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all are just mean. Mean turkey hunter, you.
Yep.
But the turkey population, just for any wildlife people listening, is booming now back in northwestern Oklahoma because of the great job the wildlife department has done. So, very cool. All right, you have any more? We're going to have kids coming in and out. And
they're fascinating.
Young Noah is doing a fascinating job of corralling.
He's part cattle rancher.
Yeah.
Okay, traveling with kids long distance, how is it?
Not bad, I don't think. Not as bad as I thought it was going to be. I mean, we had them pretty well occupied, though. I mean, they had their, you know, their videos. They wanted to watch Saved by the Bell and Mario. And
oh, that's a cool show.
Migration.
Old school. Good night.
Migration.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
Oh, I love Migration.
Yeah, it's cute. They can quote it. Yeah.
I think that's the one we've seen.
It's with the ducks.
There's another one.
Yeah. Love the ducks.
Why are you laughing? There's other birds that migrate.
Yeah, I know that.
I just got the visual of the
wings back.
No feathers in. Bake off.
Is that the one where they get like caught up in the like the Chinese market type thing?
Kinda,
at some point?
Yeah.
I like that movie.
I remember that one. Yeah.
The chef was the evil chef that wanted to kill ducks and serve them on a platter.
Our trip with the girls was a lot more enjoyable than normal. I will forever travel at 3 a.m.
Oh.
3 a.m. is my new honey spot of travel time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Did they sleep in the morning, like when y'all first left?
No, but I think it's like a psychological thing for me that we've spent this many hours driving in the darkness. So then we have this many hours driving in the light.
Yeah. And we knocked out all of our dark hours at the beginning of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't like pulling into somewhere dark.
Yeah. I don't either.
I like to see stuff and then check everything out. And then, and then we also... somehow we left at 3:15 Alabama on what day was that?
Thursday
of last week.
Mm-hmm.
The Nichols family left a day earlier, and somehow
thank you, Matt.
We beat them by an hour and a half. So
we are road warriors. Yeah.
We stopped for ice cream.
Yeah,
but our girls were like, what? I want ice cream. And we were like, oh, they heard us.
I enjoyed it because Carson would be sending me text messages and he'd be like, I mean, they're taking in the scenery. He wanted to go eat at Sherry's Country Kitchen or Farm Cafe or whatever, even though they only got something not so fun sounding. So, they were taking in the whole scenery.
That was a good Mexican restaurant.
Yeah.
It was good.
Not like we have three back home, but let's get
the
including Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Taco Bell is the best, though.
And that has made it onto every episode so far. So
one day we'll be sponsored by Taco Bell.
That'd be cool.
That would be really cool.
Yeah.
Only be the third caller and get a free burrito.
Yeah.
I don't know. For some reason, our girls had like the most minimal screen time they've ever had in a car on this trip. And we were in the car the longest we've ever been in the car.
Okay.
And I don't know what the difference was, but
maybe they just got tired of it.
Well, Josie slept for like the first two hours. Georgia did not. She was awake and like, hey, what can we do? And we're like, it's 3:15 in the morning. Go back to sleep. And so... Finally, she dozed off for an hour or so, and then I don't know what else. I mean, they just woke up, and then Heather does these like random surprises at certain times of the car trip, and so she pulled out like the it's like the clear coloring colors,
those magic color books,
Color Wonder.
She pulled those.
She pulled out that book, and that occupied them for a little bit. And then, I don't know what else. You bought the little gummy thing.
Oh, I find the coolest, most random new gummy or something new that's candy-wise. And it has like a surprise inside. They're like called Gummy Yums. And the outside of the egg is like gummies that you peel off and eat them. But then there's a surprise on the inside of the egg. Okay. Kind of like a Kinder egg.
That's what I was about to say.
But... not as delicious.
But not chocolate.
Elaborate on the insides. We're talking about like nerds, so, like a cluster of nerds, or
no? It's literally like literally a Easter egg wrapped in gummy strips, and they eat the gummy strips off, open the Easter egg, and there's like
a sticker.
Georgia still has some on her chin.
Little dog and a dog bowl in it. But no, Georgia took the package it came in. And you know how you can like suck things onto your face? Well, she like microdermabrasioned her chin. And that's why her chin is purpley bruised. And I was like, Georgia, what did
like
you do?
Like pop blood vessels or something.
Yes. So she's got like little blotches where she was like sucking the pores out from that thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
The things kids do on long car rides. Yes. So that's fun. Favorite places y'all look forward to stopping at when you're on a road trip? Anywhere you go.
College campuses. I love to see how they're laid out. I don't know why that interests me so much. Maybe because my major was in, you know, recreation, and I like to see where all the sports facilities are, and is the baseball field beside the softball field, or is it way over here, you know?
Well, that's super cool. Yeah.
She does that because of her master's degree.
That's awesome.
I do. I love to see it.
You have a really cool degree.
I know. I need to use it one day.
You should. What if... could you use it to help design church buildings?
Indian Creek Youth Camp.
Yes. Yeah. Fix it.
Sports coordinator.
Sportsplex. Yes. She could create the sportsplex.
Yes.
That would be awesome.
If Clark Sims listens to this podcast.
He's going to sign me up. Yep. I can feel it.
There you go. That would be cool. What's the coolest college campus you've seen?
Ooh.
That's a great question.
I mean, I feel like I have to say Alabama, right? I do love Alabama, Oregon. Obviously. Yeah. Real Tide.
Roll Tide, baby.
House divided. Hearts united. Okay.
Do y'all have the cool mailbox that everybody has that's like half,
or the license
half
plate?
Auburn, half?
We have a flag.
Like, yep.
But it's never been taken out of the
We don't have enough paper. Money to do like that one couple on the internet that paints the house. Half and half.
That would be neat.
Legit. Yes. Yeah.
I have not seen this, but I'm going to have to try and find them.
But ours
now.
Would have to be like 3/4 crimson because Noah and Oakley are both Alabama.
Has Bailey made the decision
yet? She hasn't made the decision yet.
There's a Bluey episode called Decider or Decision, and it's all about Lucky having to decide which team for... football he's going to go for, the purple or the red?
The one that wins or the one that loses?
What color does she like to wear right now? If she likes navy, we may be onto something.
Yeah.
She'll probably wear an Alabama cap and say War Eagle. So.
Yeah, she's so confused.
Maybe we can get her to go for JSU.
There's an idea.
Have you ever been to JSU's campus?
Yes, we have.
It's nice.
Yeah.
Quaint. Cute. Quaint, I think, was the word we used. Yeah.
It sounds small.
No. Well, I mean.
I think had we known the Joneses at that time, we would have looked for his All-American picture hanging on the inside of the field house.
I do not have an All-American picture. I do have a life-size picture of me that was in the field house. It's in my closet at home now.
Okay. His mom used to have a whole shrine. In his room,
I believe,
of Matt. And so the first time I ever went there and walked into his room, I was like, Whoa. Like, it was like, you remember those fat heads? Those pictures? Oh, yeah. She had a matte fat head.
Well,
on
that
the wall.
It was a whole picture. So it was me. What they did was they put the captain's pictures in the field house.
Oh, okay.
Those years.
Okay.
And so I was the captain my senior year, and it was in there. So.
Did she do this when you were at Hoover, too?
Yes.
You want to? Okay, this is weird.
Because, I mean,
this is all I played sports all the time, but we played travel baseball, travel basketball, all that. Well, my mom kept all the jerseys. Okay.
Mm. Washed or unwashed?
It doesn't smell. And I'll tell you that. So she took these jerseys, shirts, whatever I had as memorabilia. And for my senior gift from her, okay, let me preface this. My sister got a car. Okay. So my senior gift was a quilt with all my jerseys put on it. Very cool quilt.
Very awesome.
Could have used the car, but very cool quilt. But yeah, it was, we talk about that quite often. But yeah, that's why I have a memorabilia quilt of all my years of hot summer days playing baseball and basketball.
All right.
And foosball.
That's really cool.
Yep.
Does it keep you warm?
I don't even know where it's at.
Mm.
It's somewhere in a box in our storage shed. It's not one of those, like, it's like a, it's not one of those keep you warm kind of quilts.
Gotcha.
It's one of those hang on the wall quilts.
Correct. Oh, yeah. I don't know where it's at, though. Heather probably, it used to be in our house across the road over there, but I don't know where it happened to it.
Didn't leave it in the bunkhouse, did you?
I think I use it to wrap China pots, stuff in. And so it's in a box waiting to, like, wrap stuff up in it. Because that's what I used it for.
Okay.
Was as like a buffer for things.
Poor quilt.
I know. Okay, how
Hold
about
on.
You?
Hold on, I still want to know about better campuses here.
Oh yeah. I have not exactly answered that question yet.
Is this for both of us, just for her?
No, I mean, you tell. I mean, y'all both got to go.
I can't say all
Alabama's
Auburn,
is so
that would
busy.
Be not Alabama of me.
I mean, going down University Boulevard is like packed out. To
well,
the
Jim's
max.
Been to more than I have.
Yeah, I liked Clemson's campus.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
really
we did
good.
Go to Clemson.
Like the Rock and everything. That was really
That's
cool.
That was cool.
Arkansas's wasn't bad.
I've seen it from
I think
afar.
We actually, well.
Tennessee's,
I'll say this.
Oh,
go ahead. Go
sorry.
Ahead.
Tennessee's hands down at
I've been
the bottom
to Neyland
of the
stadium.
List.
Yeah.
Yep. Like the outside of that stadium.
I'm not a fan of the stadium, period. I went as like a recruiting visit back in the day and you're in the nosebleeds, and it was a nightmare.
Yeah.
I wasn't a fan of it.
I was really disappointed in what it looked like. I mean, I have a lot of Tennessee friends, and I mean, I just thought it would look, at least the stadium I thought would look better than it did.
Yeah.
They need to upgrade.
We do have a pretty close Tennessee fan, and he and his daughter go to the games somewhat often, but safety warning. Don't look up under the stadium to look at the structural.
Oh, no. A civil engineer in him
as a civil engineering student, it's questionable to me. Just be cautious. Closer
no.
to the ground would be better for anybody.
Back, let's see, LSU's was really cool because it just had like all different architecture, you know.
Yeah.
So that was really neat.
We kind of somewhat snuck in on Southern Miss's
football field.
Football field.
Have y'all been to Ole Miss?
Yes.
The other Grove. Oh,
yes.
That was nice.
That
trees, you know, I love trees.
They make the
stadium was awesome too.
We had to walk through there. Apparently, when we played Ole Miss when I was a junior, I think. And you have to like walk through the Grove or something. I don't remember. Something had to happen.
What? That was like a long way to get to the stadium.
Yeah.
Too,
I don't know.
It's pretty.
Jacksonville State beat Ole Miss. Just a disclaimer. So,
of course they did.
Yeah. And
77 through the block.
Oh, yeah. It was intense. but have you been to Florida State's?
No. Have not. That would be a nice one to go to. Oh, just
not
kidding.
Not much
it's
to look
all
at.
Right. There's some pretty spots, but overall, it's kind of like how Alabama's really spread out.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't like that. I like the
you
ones
like them
that are
tighter
like
together, yeah.
squishier and less like. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I have to drive around campus to get to my next class or something. I don't like campuses like that. That's how my mind works, is what's the ease of access to all the places.
Mm-hmm.
College Station, Texas. Have y'all been to that?
We have
Texas
not. Texas A&M. My sister and brother-in-law have been out there.
Kyle Field's pretty cool. And it's, I mean, that's like, it's like Auburn. It's like you're driving, all of a sudden it's like,
boom,
there's a big college out here.
Well, that's the same way Clemson is.
Really?
Yeah, you just, I mean, you're driving along and all of a sudden, boom, you're in town and there
it
is.
I'm now curious to start going and checking out college campuses.
Yeah. I know.
We did go and see Abilene Christian. And it was pretty.
Yeah,
I like landscaping. When I go to a college, I'm looking for who has the prettiest building and who has the best landscape. Mm-hmm. If you have flowers, I like you.
Yeah. If you have roses, she's all about you.
I don't really remember much about Kentucky besides the arena. I mean, that was like the pull to get me there.
Rupp Arena?
That. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember that. I may not have been with you all
think,
that time.
Yeah, I don't think you were with us then, but...
I remember we went to the top of the parking deck and saw over the nosebleed section and into Vanderbilt Stadium.
Yeah, yeah. We watched the Auburn Vandy game because of that. I don't know if you can still do that, but there was like a parking deck you could just go stand in and watch the game for free.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
The way they've been playing the last few years, you can probably just about get in free.
But not as cool as this. Okay, what's the state? What's the
Northwestern Oklahoma State University.
Yes. You can drive in and watch the football game.
It's a down in a bowl.
In a car.
Yeah.
That is just so cool to me. Yeah. Like, it's like a drive-in movie. We have drive-in movies back home. Have you ever been to a drive-in movie?
No, I have.
I don't know.
They had them in South Dakota a lot, big time.
I don't think we ever went to one.
Uh-uh. I've been to one a lot, like when I was in high school or middle school. Like,
yeah, so we
went to one.
Yeah, we would go in our pajamas and take a pizza in. I mean, it's so comfortable. Nobody's going to see
awesome
you. So.
That is so cool.
Whoever came up with that is making big money.
Yeah, and they're trying to bring them back. Could you imagine trying to have one of those out here? That would be wild.
A lot of dirt work.
Yeah, a lot of dirt. A lot of wind blockage. They would have to create something. It was a wind blocker.
Put them in between the maces.
There you go. We just have to fight the snakes to get the best seats.
Oh. Nope.
Yeah, never mind.
You don't pay a cover charge to get in.
Yeah.
If you don't get bit, we reimburse you.
Yeah. There's an Air Force base near here. Clint probably knows. Vance Air Force Base, I think. He didn't correct me. So sometimes when you're over there in those mesas, they're Kenya's smiling. I don't know. It is Vance Air Force Base. Okay, good. If you're trying to fact check me, I'm still okay. But so in those mesas, they'll have like their experienced pilots come out there and fly, try to get as low as they can.
Ooh.
And I would hear stories from Clint and his dad all the time about how back in the day when they were working, they would buzz those fields and all that stuff back there, and they would tip their wings at them to let them know, like, hey, we saw you and type stuff. So, I've been over there and had those jets fly over you pretty close, and it's like, that's kind of scary. So, but it's cool to see a lot of cool stuff over there. All right, show moderator and producer. Yeah. We've gone, look at that, already 30 minutes in.
See how easy that is? Okay. So
I know Carson said he has a question for us at some point too.
I'm trying to remember. Oh yes. Yes.
Okay, so this one's not actually we're gonna do the fun one. What is the best marinara at a restaurant?
Mm.
And I'll go first.
Are y'all
Little
marinara
Caesars?
Are y'all like connoisseurs?
Okay.
Have you ever been to Walk-On's?
Yes.
I like theirs because it has like the little cheese in it.
I'm just going to be honest. I don't like marinara sauce. So.
Oh, well. Not sure if you can comment. Yeah.
Well,
if I'm getting mozzarella sticks, I'm getting ranch. Like, if you go to Dairy Queen and you get the cheese curds, please
gotta
do
have
not.
Marinara.
Oh,
marinara. No, get the ranch.
Get both.
I can go either way.
Dip them both.
Yeah,
I'll go either way.
Yeah, mix them in.
I like marinara.
I used to do that back in the day with that Salvatore's place near my mom's.
They don't have good marinara.
Well,
it's
when
runny.
You put a bunch of Parmesan in it and mix it in there, it takes out the runniness. And it's delicious. And you
but
mix
then
it
it's
with
only
the,
Parmesan.
Well,
but
I
it's
like
very
it.
Runny.
If we're talking about ranch, though, runny ranch is the best ranch.
I like
right?
runny ranch, too.
It's the best. Oh, the boys are like, no.
So like,
it must be a girl thing.
I like Runny Ranch.
If we're just ranch in general, if I'm eating wings or boneless wings, I got to have it coated.
Yes.
Somehow.
Correct.
Stay on there.
Yeah.
Because I want to get both tastes. I don't want to have to double dip. Just
yeah.
Double dip. I want to dip my wing one time and eat it. Mary, all the taste be there.
So like Jim and Nick's. Have y'all eaten a Jim and Nick's before?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Runny Ranch. Good. Best on a salad, not mm-hmm. for wings.
I don't remember Jim and Nick's ranch, though.
That's good. But it's just soupy.
Yeah.
Soupy ranch.
I guess I'm thinking like our fried pickles back home at Lisa's in the Runny Ranch there. Or Harvey's in Columbus, Mississippi.
Oh.
They have the best cheese sticks, in the world to go with their Runny Ranch.
I love
those
cheese
things
sticks.
I mean, they're cheese logs. They're huge.
They're like the length of a ballpark jumbo football weenie.
Oh, my.
They are huge.
They have those at Disney.
Oh.
They do. They're like this long, and they're like that fat,
yes.
And they just have like a smear of marinara across the top.
That sounds amazing.
Mm-hmm.
We're overdrafting on our checkbook, Jen. No money. Don't get any ideas.
We know a person that could get you there pretty at a good deal. Erin Wells. Just hit her up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
With Erin.
Yeah.
I know.
She's helped us travel multiple times.
Yeah.
Two times.
Yes. Take me to the cheese sticks, cheese logs.
Oh, Heather has all the snacks down pat. She's like, we need to eat at this little place at this little time. And
I do.
We need to get the egg rolls. We
yes.
need to get
the
cheeseburger pods. We need to get the...
Yes.
At least you get the walking in. So that's all I cared about. Yeah. I just want to walk.
It pays for itself. You eat bad, you walk it off.
This is true.
Most of the time when we go places, that is what we plan around is where we're going to eat.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
100%. Us too.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
Yeah. And we usually take pictures of it. I got reprimanded by my friend a while ago because I hadn't took a picture of any of the food I've eaten out here.
Call her out.
I am Jessica Dawson.
Did you take a picture of the potluck today?
I didn't. And I should have because it was the most amazing potluck.
I took a picture in my mind. That's for sure.
Yeah. That was unreal.
It was wonderful. I don't even know what I ate, but it was good.
Yeah,
it was a little bit of everything.
That's why I like, you know, you're out in the middle of nowhere out here. Nobody can just have the excuse of, oh, let's just take you out to supper. And they take you out, which I don't mind. That's good stuff. But everybody out here is like, we've got a cook for you. Yeah. So,
and an amazing cook. Yeah. They should just open their own restaurant.
Alabama cooks are good, but this is a different kind of special.
Mm-hmm.
We're all going to get in trouble when we go back home.
We are.
That'll be all right.
That's okay.
I've already asked about land prices, so... In Oklahoma.
Get his cowboy boots on, and we've got little future rancher Noah running around, and that's good.
I'm sorry. I think we may have got off talking.
That's okay. So that leads me to, how do you find rest or decompress as a parent?
Traveling or just in general?
In general.
Oh, wow.
Everyday life. How do you decompress as a parent?
I can answer yours for you if you want to answer mine for me.
Oh, that's fun.
That's a trick question. I was set up.
You go to the garden.
I know how to answer Heather's, too.
You go to the garden.
I go to the garden.
Yours is,
I go to the garden.
He goes to the garden and hacks into some potatoes. Lets all his stress out.
That's correct.
Mm.
Jen's would be ladies' Bible studies.
Oh, that's true. I do retreat away a lot, and I'm so thankful that he lets me go.
I'm thankful that she does go, that she wants to go.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How do you decompress?
I guess another way, if I wake up before the kids and I'm like super duper quiet, you know, where they don't wake up, I tiptoe in the living room and steadily close all the doors.
With the airplane fan running?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Just tiptoe.
Yes.
Yeah. Then I have my, you know, a few minutes of Bible study and stuff at that time. That's a really good, you know, I feel like easy part of my day when they don't wake up.
Yeah. I feel like my kids have outsmarted me, and I used to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And now they know. They can sense oh, she's awake. Well, and I think it's because they know the time my coffee goes off.
Well, and it doesn't help that I can tiptoe, but that's most people's like sound of regular walking. So I try to sneak out, or we just like hang out in our room in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And because I don't have to leave to go to the church building until 7:30 or 7:45. So I don't have to leave at that time anyways. But we try to wake up at 6, start drinking our coffee. And she's usually got her stuff sprawled out onto the bed on her side.
It takes up the whole bed.
And I'm just reading a book. So
gotcha.
That's when I do all of my reading is in the morning time.
Okay.
What do you do for decompression?
I count rosebuds. I go to the, my kids don't think to go outside to find me. So I either walk the trash to the road or I go sit around each rose and I count how many little baby roses are going to open up soon, which they're probably all open right now.
Well, they are.
Mm-hmm. And we're not there to witness them. I should have like put like a baby monitor on them or something. On my roses, so that I can like see, oh, Charlene's opening, and they all have names. So we have, they all have real names, but I renamed them. And so, Charlene, what are the other names again?
You've got like three drifts. Two of them are apricot drifts. One's a peach drift. You've got the
not
Charlene,
the, real names.
The Monaco thing. They call that one Princess Charlene. And then there's Boleros, two of those. And then there's
what we renamed them.
Anyway.
Miss Marmalady from Butterbeans Cafe.
Yeah, it's a marmalade.
Okay. We
it's,
love that.
Yeah. I love Butterbeans.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's but catchy. I have a marmalade. I have a marmalade rose bush and. We call her Miss Marmalady. I like have an Boleros. At last, but we call it not last because it is sad. But this year it's looking better, so I'm hopeful for it.
Okay.
I sing to it in hopes that it will
bloom. I killed more. All the gardenias, so.
He ripped them out of the ground, actually.
Well, they were dead.
They were dead. I think the frost got them.
Yeah. But. Poor guys.
Yeah, they didn't like that. So I'm going to replace them with like azaleas or something.
No.
I don't know. We'll find out. But that's how I decompress.
My grandmother had knockout roses all around. We live in her house and they were all around the front porch. Oh, so pretty. I wish they were still there. Yeah. I mean, the bushes are still there. If you can help me figure out how to make them come back alive. I'm not good at that kind of stuff.
Do we peel the red mulch back and put something else around them? Or do we just let them...
I mean, are they alive or are they dead?
They're alive.
They're alive?
I mean, they're there.
They're actually growing a little bit. The
stem
grows. What is it that you... Neem oil is good for them?
So you spray them with neem oil that you can get from like Walmart.
Okay.
And then get a rose food that you only feed them. You like fill up the cap and you sprinkle it around like...
Is it like
scrape
dry?
It up some so it's like scratched up and then pour it around it. It's you can have they have a mix with water or they have just the looks like fertilizer type stuff.
It looks like rock salt type stuff, but it's like blue.
And
or
then
something.
You cover it back up and then you water it in and then that helps
you're supposed to really
replace the mulch every so often.
We do that pretty good, I think. Oh, just well.
Well, add to the mulch. They say add to the mulch.
We add to it.
Yeah.
We do.
Yeah, because Skip, our dog, he gets rid of half of it for us every year.
Well,
so.
When we had our dog, he ate the rose bushes out in front of the farmhouse when we lived there. Like every time it was like, oh, it's about to bloom, and he'd just eat it. It's like, I mean, thorns and all. He destroyed the
But they always came back.
It was pretty stout. Rose
they
bushes.
Always came back, and they were knockout roses, too.
Yeah.
Now that's they have, like, mini knockouts.
Oh,
like
they are so
petite knockouts.
Cute. They only get 18 inches tall.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And they're, like, this big. They're the cutest little roses.
Oh, that's sweet. That's
they
sweet.
Remind me of these things called fairy roses. They're like that, and they're so cute.
Sweet, yeah.
Interesting.
Well, huh. Well, Carson's got me a new porch swing.
Uh-oh.
I've got one on both sides now, so I can sit. So I've got rose bushes over there and rose bushes on the other end. That would be ideal for me to That's decompress awesome. And sit there and name them, like you said. That's yeah. a great idea.
They're my other babies.
Walmart, here I come.
Yeah. I like, I don't know if I have a decompression. I would like to go hunting. That's a lot more undertaking than, because we don't own or, you know, have any land around us. So I have to go to Okmulgee Wildlife Management Area. Mm-hmm. That's a lot. And that's a trek. So yeah. mowing the grass is for me. Mm-hmm. And
that's what I should have said.
I love, now that we have grass, that has been like a goal of mine and Heather's. You should have saw us out there. We had a hillside that we had 8 hay bales on that we had to spread out manually. Mm-hmm. And these were old hay, like...
Mm-hmm. The that, big one, big round ones.
Yeah, big round yeah. bales that was a lot of mold, a lot of stuck together stuff, but we did it. Mm-hmm. And it. Then we got, I don't know, we were just trying to keep erosion, but now we've got grass growing and it's cuttable. So it's exciting. There we I go. Like cutting grass.
I'm sure it's out of control.
Yeah.
By the time we get home, yeah. it's probably like flowing in the wind kind of grass.
So fun.
Yeah,
I hope so.
That would be the best because yeah. I love seeing the before and after. You know, that is so refreshing to me. You're right. That's probably
World War I trench warfare in our yard last year.
It was scary looking.
Yeah.
How long does it take you to cut it?
About an hour.
Yeah.
We have 13 acres, but we have a half acre that you is cut. Totally yeah. cleared
yeah.
and cut.
Yeah. It takes me what? About 2.5 to 3 if I'm really.
About 2. Yeah. About 2. That's Jen. That is Jen's. Or the decompressionist.
Yeah, I love to pray and sing. And
that is Jen's world.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I put my earbuds in and put them on extra mm-hmm. sound dampening mode, and the kids are screaming at me, chasing me, but I can't.
Yes.
I'm going.
Yes, and my sister, you know, people try to talk us into getting like a zero turn or something that goes faster. I'm like, no, yeah. I want to go slow.
Yeah.
The 42 inches yeah. still running.
I yeah. want this to take a long time.
Oh, man. I had to fix ours. That. I bought ours for like $250 like 3-4 years ago in South Dakota. And last year I had to replace a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. It still cuts the grass. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we're going to keep using.
That's right.
I'm not spending $5,000 on
Oh, no.
Everyone's like, oh, they got those Safford combos down in Safford, Alabama you can go get. And I'm like, nope.
Nope.
I'll go buy a carburetor off of Amazon, and we'll put that thing in there.
That is right.
Yeah,
yeah. That was one of our best wedding gifts, probably that our parents got for us was a lawnmower. They
joined forces and bought us a riding lawnmower.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Man, I will tell you the best. I don't even know what we got for our wedding, but I do remember one thing because we use it all the time, and it was a wedding gift from Clint and Kenya Olson. They got us a deep freeze. It has made every trip with it. It was in our apartment in Denver. We had a 900 square foot apartment, but we had a deep freeze in that thing.
There it is.
And filled it with meat. All the ranchers here donated meat to us when we were in school and
yeah,
mission
cool.
work. Yeah. So it was cool. We'd get beef all the time.
That's great.
No mm-hmm. chicken or salmon or anything. So yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Do y'all have any questions for us? Carson said he's had one.
Well, this was one of the crazy questions that y'all usually ask.
Yeah.
I had picked one.
Uh oh. Oh no.
No pun intended, but that's part of the question. If you're laying in bed at night.
Uh oh.
Oh dear.
I know how
to. You have a booger.
Okay.
What do you do? Do you pick it and flick it? Do you get up and find a tissue?
Get up. Oh, no.
Or do pick you it. Find an area that is non-touched and wipe it off?
Oh, no. Since he didn't pick my answer, like none of them.
Matt would flick it. Yeah. Witnessed it. I would get up and go find a tissue.
No. Okay.
Is eating it wrong?
Are you Josie now?
Option D is eating it.
The question's been asked.
I don't. I mean,
anything goes now.
I have occasionally snacked on a booger or two in our marriage. So,
are you being for real?
I mean, I don't want it on our sheets, and I don't want it. on our night, my nightstand or anything, and I'm not getting up. That just seems way too much effort.
You've already brushed your teeth. You've already put the kids are in bed.
There's no bad. I can't.
That's disgusting.
Well, you know, you married me for all my flaws.
I'm learning of a new one right now. I see now Josie gets it honest because she loves her boogers. She eats them. Now I know where she learned it.
I noticed another little three-year-old this week that loves her some boogies.
And she's got a lot of them this week. Nice. Oh, that should be another win this week. I didn't think about that. Knock on wood.
You better. You better.
Bailey hasn't got hurt yet.
Oh, we're not done with the week yet. I know, that's fine. I've been sitting here going, yes, they've done good. And on our way here, Josie, she's rough. And like she plays rough. And on our way here, I was like, guys, how are we going to act with our friends? And she goes, no punching, no kicking, no throwing sticks.
And then she kicks Georgia in the face right before we pull in.
She did. She had to get it out of her system. She kicked her right in the eyeball. Oh, and I was like, this poor kid, she's going to have a prosthetic eyeball. This is like the third time in a week that something has happened to her eye.
Oh, no. Yeah, she's been very... Bailey's been very accident prone here lately. So I just don't know. Besides wrapping her in bubble tape, I don't know what else to do.
And I'm sure everybody can hear our children. Our children are really far away, actually.
That's okay. They're having fun.
You can hear them. I don't want to go up there. I don't want to know what they're doing. There ain't no telling. Last night I went in there, or not last night. I don't know. I went in there at some point this weekend, and they had on baseball helmets and
probably the punching gloves.
One of them had on punching gloves.
Tug of war.
Tug of war. I have no idea what else is going on.
I'm just glad we haven't found all the Nerf guns that Kern and Kason used to own.
Well, they did, but all the Nerf pellets, the Nerf thingies are missing. Josie, I think, lost them last time.
I don't think they're missing. I think Miss Kenya has them hidden. Ew. So
smart lady.
Well,
it's been a wonderful weekend.
Been great
to be here.
We appreciate y'all inviting us. Yes.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad David hooked us up with all this. I just made a mention. I was like, hey, is there any way we could come out there for something? And we were talking about seminars or something. I was like, why don't we get old Carson and Jennifer out there, too? And he was like, oh, man, that would be a great idea. So,
great impression.
That's pretty great. That's pretty great.
Yeah.
Many thanks to David Daly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Many thanks.
Many thanks to his wife for coming up with Magic Mayo. So,
oh, man.
That's messed up. We'll have to have her talk about her Magic Mayo on when they get to come on this. Well, awesome. We have gone a total of 50 minutes, so that's usually about how long we go. So now we're going to have Carson and Jennifer probably start their own podcast. And so this has been the Wednesday podcast episode, probably 11. And so be positive, be encouraging to people, always try to find good in every possible scenario. And I don't have any other words. Anybody have any other words?
I just want to thank y'all for having us on.
Oh, you're thank y'all very for having welcome.
Us on. Thanks for wanting to do this with us.
Y'all are sweet friends.
All right, everybody, have a great day out there. See ya.